A delegation from Sitka traveled last week to Dubuque, Iowa. They were meeting with University of Dubuque officials who have expressed interest in the Sheldon Jackson College campus. Both sides say the trip went well. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
In the courtship between Sitka and Dubuque University, the recent visit by the Sitka delegation to Dubuque was a pretty good second date. And now both sides say they're hopeful they can build something lasting. Here's what Dubuque University President Jeffrey Bullock has to say.
Yeah, I'd say we're still on the way to real, you know, positive kind of happenings and working towards a positive relationship.
And here's how Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams sees it.
I'm hopeful, in fact, I'm confident that there will be a good outcome of these meetings.
Joining McAdams on the trip to Dubuque were City Administrator Jim Dinley, Economic Development Association Director Gary White, and David Dobler, the president of Sheldon Jackson College. They held meetings and took a tour of the campus. The next step, McAdams says, is to keep holding discussions and for Dubuque to decide what it wants to do.
Before they move forward and actually lay out an action plan, it's going to be well vetted. It's going to be viable. But when they're in, they're in.
Bullock says his university wants to make sure that any partnership it builds with SJ will last.
Education is an extremely, extremely challenging competitive environment. And what we're trying to figure out is what that plan looks like so that we can compete at the highest level and be successful doing that.
Bullock says he got the sense that the Sitka delegation and his team were on the same page regarding a partnership.
What was very important for us about this meeting was to see that your representatives from Sitka were committed to this endeavor, and we understand clearly that if this is going to work, it's going to have to be a partnership, and it's going to have to be a collaboration in more than just words. And we really sense that, and I think they sense that as well.
McAdams says whatever happens will take a little time, but that the patience could lead to something worthwhile and lasting.
You know, I know that there are some people in the community that may like or wish that two meetings would unto itself render a deal for the next 100 years, but so it's a little bit more complex than that. It's going to take some time. So to be able to specifically pin down on what the food service hours will be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday right now is not what this meeting was about. This was about us having a dialogue about who we are, what we aspire to be as a community.
The trip to Dubuque took place October 12th through the 14th and follows a visit from a Dubuque delegation in August. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.